This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizal. The Olympics are officially open, as you will be able to see on tape delay tonight on NBC. The broadcaster says more than $900 million worth of advertising has been sold against the Games, and that's just in this country. The Olympics, of course, are maybe the best opportunity advertisers have to get themselves in front of a global audience. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that whatever corporate sponsorship or viral ad does come out of these games, it is not going to be as big as this one was.
Who is the world's greatest athlete, Dan or Dave? Dan's mom.
Dan.
Dave's mom.
Dave.
Dan's coach.
Dan.
Dave's coach.
Dave.
Dan's dentist.
Dan.
Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson in an ad campaign for Reebok in front of the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona.
To be settled in Barcelona.
Except that $30 million of Reebok's dollars later, things went awry. Jody Avirgan told the story in an episode of ESPN's 30 for 30 podcasts. Jody, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that this ad campaign by Reebok might have been the most famous Olympic ad campaign maybe ever. You?
I think that's probably right. We haven't done any 30 for 30s on other Olympic ad campaigns,
well,
so there you go.
Then, right?
You know, and the real question is, what is it famous because it was considered, quote unquote, a bust, or was it just a huge play regardless and maybe would have been the most famous, you know, even if it hadn't turned out the way it turned out?
Well, so we'll get to the answer to that one, my answer to that one in a minute. But do me a favor, remind us who Dan and Dave were.
So Dan and Dave were two decathletes in the early 90s. They were at the top of decathlon. They were both Americans, basically number one, number two in the world. And going into the Barcelona Games in 1992, Reebok decided to go all in on these two athletes. And they launched a campaign, Dan versus Dave. It kicked off with four different ads running through the Super Bowl that really hyped, in this sort of very mysterious manner, this looming showdown between Dan and Dave.
Ought to say here that Reebok was nowhere in terms of certainly athletic footwear, but athletic wear writ large.
Yeah, there was this moment. Well, that's not one moment. I think you can write the kind of history of Reebok and Nike as basically every 10 years, Reebok convincing themselves that, you know what, we're going to finally win the sneaker wars and we're going to overtake Nike. This was one of those moments in the early 90s where they really thought that they were going to, you know, become dominant and really make this big play. And, you know, in retrospect, you go, really? Like, you were going to take out Nike with two decathletes? But they were only able to make these big splashy plays by picking relatively obscure athletes from a relatively obscure sport.
Right.
They weren't going to compete with Nike with NBA athletes or NFL athletes. Right. They needed to do something splashy in order to try and win this battle.
So they get to the Olympic trials in New Orleans in the summer of 92. They are probably the most famous athletes in American track and field, for sure, possibly the world. And it all comes down to this. And here's my answer to your question in the beginning. I think this ad campaign became what it was, and it became this thing of culture because one of them didn't make it, you know?
Yeah. Well, looking back, what everyone remembers is that every single one of these ads, starting in the Super Bowl, ends with Dan versus Dave to be settled in Barcelona. Well, you know, maybe this is too complicated to get into in a national ad campaign, but you have to qualify in order to get to Barcelona and have that showdown between Dan and Dave. And of course, famously, Dan O'Brien does not end up qualifying. He was the best decathlete at the time. I think Dave Johnson would admit that as well. And he just had basically his one off day in a kind of like 15-year stellar career on that day in New Orleans in that qualifying event for the Games. And all of a sudden, the Reebok executives are going, uh-oh, we made all these promises, and now one of our two guys is not going to be in Barcelona.
This makes me a terrible person, but maybe my favorite piece of tape in this entire podcast is the Nike guy sitting in the stands at the Olympic trials in New Orleans watching Dan O'Brien no-height the jump.
Yeah, we were actively hoping that something bad would happen. I don't know. I don't know how else to put it. I'd like to lie and say, no, it didn't make a difference, but it made a difference, of course. The truth is, we were just happy. I mean, what are you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, that might be my favorite piece of tape as well. I mean, you know, what else would you expect a Nike exec to say? But funny enough, actually, both Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson end up becoming Nike athletes later down the line in their career. And they actually got to know this exec pretty well. So he's pals with them. But at the moment, sure, there's a part of him that's like, yeah, great. Like to watch your main rival just like go up in flames like that with this big ad campaign. You know, I like that tape too.
Do you think that this kind of ad campaign could work today with Olympic athletes just because of, first of all, the saturation of the Olympics in culture today, yeah, but also because of how cynical we've become about marketing in sports?
It's a good question. I mean, I think we can look to this year, right? We just had a Super Bowl, and the ads that NBC was running were kind of, I would say, for the more typical group of sports. You had your figure skaters and you had your downhill skiers. They weren't plucking a curler and being like, we're going to turn this person right, into a star. Right. You don't maybe see as much of this kind of like, we can, through sheer force of, you know, money and marketing, turn a relatively obscure person into a huge star overnight. I think those days are probably over.
Huh. Jody Avergan is the producer and host of 30 for 30 podcast. The one we've been talking about is called The Trials of Dan and Dave. It's really good. Check it out. Jody, thanks a lot.
You got it. Thanks.